This is Dakota Datebook for July 2nd. On this date, in 1909, North Dakota faced a major change as a new law had just gone into effect that meant 40-rod whiskey and other adulterated consumables were now a thing of the past. Professor E.F. Ladd of the North Dakota Agricultural College had helped write the Pure Food and Drug Law. It called for the elimination of dangerous additives. There were now penalties for anyone making or selling food that didn't meet legal standards, and that included liquor. As early as 1820, a chemist wrote a book called A Treatise on Adulterations of Food and Culinary Poisons. 82 years later, in 1902, Professor Ladd began his crusade against adulterated food. At the time, there were no regulations about additives. Manufacturers used a wide variety of substances to increase profits. Milk often contained chalk or plaster, which were also used to bulk up flour. Dirt and sand were added to coffee, tea, and spices. Common additives also included copper sulfate, borax, sulfuric acid, and formaldehyde. Medicines known as snake oil contained cocaine, opium, and heroin. These were widely available and came with no warning labels. And then there was liquor. The list of ingredients added to liquor was legendary. Recipes included grain alcohol, tobacco, red chilies, strychnine, lead, and rattlesnake heads. It's no wonder that liquor bore names like White Lightning, Taos Lightning, Red Eye, and Rotgut. 40-rod whiskey got its name because it was said the whiskey could kill at that distance. The Ward County Independent newspaper reported with pleasure that the day of adulterated squirrel juice seasoned with strychnine and given that beautiful color with chocolate is nearly over in North Dakota. No longer would anyone be able to acquire orange cider that never even saw an orange peeling, and someone looking for a beer could find one that was pure and simple. All of this is particularly interesting since North Dakota at the time was a dry state, with the sale of alcohol banned. The newspaper seemed to assume that bootleggers who felt inclined to break the law by selling liquor would somehow feel compelled to obey the purity law, producing a product without the dangerous additives. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.